Good morning. It's Monday, and I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm excited to start a new week. So glad that you're able to listen to the program. Let's kick it off with prayer, as we always do. Today, we'll pray the morning offering. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, and thanksgiving for your favors, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular, for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So how are you today? I hope you're doing well on this Monday morning. I was noticing as I drove into the station today how bright it is. The days are getting longer, and boy, I'll tell you, that is something that makes me very happy. We've got a great show today. It's February the 27th. Got a great show. We have Dr. Kevin Vost joining us, who will continue our series on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Today we'll look at the gift of understanding. We'll also be joined in the program by Matthew Leonard. He's a speaker, he's an author, and he recently wrote a book called Prayer Works, Getting a Grip on Catholic Spirituality. I think you're going to love what he has to say. He's going to help us to understand prayer, and really, he's very practical. He writes in a practical way. And I'm excited to have him on the program. I'm also excited to be sitting across the table from Mr. Dave Parker. Davey, good morning.
Likewise. Hey, Gary, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Hey, I was going to say, there was a part of that phraseology, get a grip. Have you ever heard that in the past?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I've heard that, I don't want to say too often, but hey, get a grip.
That's right. Well, Dave, we have a great show today, and I'm glad you're able to be here with us today.
Likewise, Gary. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Pretty uneventful.
Yeah.
And yours?
Very, very good. Very good. Saturday. I mean, we topped out in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful, gorgeous day.
And we got some more of that weather coming this week, I think midweek. We'll talk about that when we do the weather forecast. And it's hard to believe it's February. Right?
I mean, and we're doing like April weather, you know, forecast.
Definitely. But let's see, what's going on? I lost my train of thought. I had something I wanted to talk about with you, Mr. Parker, but I don't remember.
It was a fast-moving train, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we are without Frank Eliason today,
yes.
Who is traveling with his business, doing some other business today.
Mm-hmm.
Frank's not here, so me and Dave are keeping things going.
Yeah, we're going to try, folks. You know, pray for us.
Yeah.
I think we'll do well. You do well, Gare.
Well, I will try my best. The big week this week, Dave, we have Ash Wednesday on Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Lent is upon us.
This is the week.
Yep, this is the week. And we will be beginning, in case you missed the news, last week we had Jack Beers from the Dynamic Catholic Institute on with us on Friday. Wednesday, we begin airing Matthew Kelly's Best Lent Ever segments during Spirit of the Morning. They're going to be segments. We'll air them toward the end of the show each day. And Matthew invites us to make this our best Lent ever. We're going to help you do that because I really want this Lent. I want it to be my best Lent ever. I know you do,
yeah, likewise,
Dave. And we want to help you as well to make this your best Lent ever. I think sometimes we fall into that trap of just doing the same old thing. Well, every year I give up chocolate. Every year I give up sweets or I don't watch as much TV or whatever it is. Which is all good. There's nothing wrong with giving something up for Lent. But too often what happens is it becomes more of a routine. And
yes.
We forget why we're giving
exactly.
things up.
Exactly. Yeah, we lose the meaning of it. And so as we said, going into the end of the week last week and all that, I mean, let it be meaningful for us. And I was going to say one quick thing about the Dynamic Catholic program. In St. Francis Cabrini Men's Prayer Group, in the last couple of years, we've been enticed to plug in, you know, and some have.
Right.
I listened once or twice, you know, but then, oh, I was too busy.
Right.
They were very, very good, but one of my Lenten promises to myself and to the Lord is I want to listen every day and do that program.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to make it easy for you.
You and all the good work that you're doing with that organization to bring it to us.
And they're excited because as far as I know, we're the only radio station airing these broadcasts. They're typically videos and we're running the audio from the video. So they're excited that we want to do this. They're going to have more for us during Advent, so I'm pleased. My latest book is for their organization, so I'm kind of excited a bit to work with them. But we're going to do more with them in the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dave, what it does, Matthew Kelly has really, he's really done such a good job on meeting us where we are.
Yes.
He's not up in the sky. He's understandable. He's deep enough, but yet he is very understandable, and he's very practical, and
yes.
I like that.
Yeah. And as you have said about yourself, and I'm not making any, trying to make it funny, but, you know, you're a pretty simple guy.
Right. I am.
That's what we need. I mean, we need simple. I mean, we need something that's practical and simple that we can use every day.
That's right. And incidentally, I want to mention one more thing. Now, typically, we tell you to listen to the radio, but I'm going to ask you to watch television today.
Oh, no.
Because at 11 a.m. today and 11 p.m., I begin my week-long series with Johnette Benkovic on Women
right.
of Grace.
I've been wondering, Gary.
Yep,
I've been wondering.
This week on EWTN Television. This series is called Stepping Stones to Jesus. It's about my book, Find a Real Friend to Jesus. It has to do with how you can become better friends with Christ. So that airs every day this week, Monday through Friday, at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. on EWTN Television.
Wow.
So check that out. And
man, I'm so honored.
I haven't seen it
yet. I know a star.
No.
Can I have your autograph? Come on, buddy.
I have not seen it yet, so hopefully I'll do well. I should have seen a preview before I tell you to watch it, but I'm excited. It's always great to visit with Johnette. So that's going to be kicking off this week.
Yeah. I want to say hi to Barbara and all the wives this morning. I know Frank, you know, sometimes Frank comes on. And the first segment on Monday is to say hi to Carolyn and the girls. Well, hi, Carolyn. I know you're listening. And Eileen and the girls, I hope you're listening. I'm sure you're listening.
Oh, they're listening.
Okay. And it's all good. Good morning.
It is. Well, thanks for acknowledging our wives.
You're welcome. I get some extra chocolate.
You do. You do it. Better read it before Wednesday, though.
Exactly.
Right? All right, let's do the gospel because, Dave, you're going to like this gospel. And it ties in nicely to yesterday's gospel, which is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. This is from Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At that statement, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus said again to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Dave, where do you start with this one? A lot going on here.
Oh, absolutely, Gear.
I think the first somewhat confusing thing is when this man came up to Jesus. First of all, you got to give him credit. He was trying to find out what he needed to do to gain eternal life. That's a good thing. That's what we should all try to think about. And we should ask the Lord, what do I need to do to make it to heaven? And he called him good teacher. And Jesus said, in a very confusing manner, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." And I think what's happening here is Jesus, of course, is God. He is divine. This man probably doesn't realize just who he is before. He's looking at Jesus as a teacher. Jesus is saying, "Wait a minute. Don't just acknowledge me as a teacher, but I want you to understand you've got someone better than a teacher here. Yeah. You have God in front of you."
Yes. So I'm the messenger, but here's the message that I want to convey to you.
Right.
Is what he's saying. So listen up, everybody. And what a powerful message. And I mean, a lot of people, when they heard that, hey, they shirked at that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I have to do all that? Never mind. You know, that's too tough.
Correct.
I like my stuff. You know, I like my possessions.
Correct. And so this is, and you know, getting back to that original point, it's easy for us to look at this gospel passage and say, well, of course Jesus is God. But to the people hearing this for the first time, a lot of them weren't convinced that he was God. They didn't really understand that he was the Messiah.
Exactly.
So he's teaching them, and he reminds us about the commandments, as Dave said. We know the Ten Commandments. We know the teachings of the church. But what's stopping you from growing closer to the Lord? It could be that there is some, not necessarily a material possession, but something that's getting in the way. Maybe you love comfort. Maybe you're afraid to make that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary sometimes, Dave.
Oh, it is scary.
It's scary sometimes to say, Lord, you have my whole life. I mean, we'll give him part of it, but well, just don't ask me to do anything scary, Lord.
And what it's inviting us to do, especially, and now we can use Lent to help us discern this.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, put your life in perspective. You know, it's asking us to look at our lives in toto, as they say in Latin, in the whole part of it, and maybe reevaluate some things. You know, so you're not chasing things and ignoring God.
Right, and there are things that get in the way sometimes. Maybe we're spending a little too much time on the internet or on our smartphones or on watching TV or watching sports or any number of different things. Why not for Lent, because we're headed into Lent, say, I'm going to give up 15 minutes, 30 minutes of TV time. I mean, it's okay to give things up during Lent and put that time to productive use. Spend time in prayer.
Exactly.
Or maybe read a little scripture. Mm-hmm. Maybe visit your adoration chapel. There are things you can do. So,
and remember, folks, we have to take the long view. I mean, you know, we're not here forever, and if we're blessed to be smart and have a good job, if you're in between jobs and you go get a job, that's fine. We need that sustenance, but it's the eternity that we're seeking.
Right, and we have to keep one eye on heaven. We have to remember, as Dave said so well, that we were created to live forever in heaven, and sometimes we can be a little short-sighted, and we like pleasure in this life.
I do. I'm guilty. You know.
But this is why I recommend that you hang with us. We're going to help you. This Best Lent Ever program will help you, because Matthew has a great way of helping us realize that, yeah, we like pleasure, but we have to keep our eyes on heaven. So, man, this was a great gospel. Lots of stuff in here. Check it out at spiritinthemorning.com. We will have a link. Spend a little time reading it throughout the day. And ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what is keeping me from a closer relationship with you? That's a good thing to ask yourself. When we come back, speaking of the Holy Spirit, we will be joined by Dr. Kevin Vost. We'll continue our series on the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for February 27th. Today we celebrate Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. Brushes with serious illness, as well as the early death of his mother and his favorite sister, prompted today's saint to believe that he was called to religious life. He entered the Passionist Novitiate in 1856, taking the name Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. Ever popular and cheerful, Gabriel sought to be faithful in little things. His spirit of prayer, love for the poor, consideration for the feelings of others, and his personal penances impressed everyone. As he prepared for the priesthood, Gabriel's superiors had great expectations. But after only 4 years of religious life, he developed tuberculosis. He patiently and quietly bore the painful effects of the disease and the restrictions it required. Gabriel died in 1862 at age 24. The parallels between his life and that of St. Therese, the Little Flower, are compelling. Both died of tuberculosis at 24, emphasized that sanctity lies in small acts of kindness, and were known for their cheerfulness. But there was one key difference. Therese left behind her autobiography, The Story of a Soul. Shortly before he died, Gabriel discarded notes he had been keeping on his spiritual life. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God.
That was I Will Rise by Chris Tomlin. That's a cue for you to rise. It is time to rise. How's that, Dave, for a nice segue?
I like that. It was
I Will Rise by Chris Tomlin. Great message for this Monday morning. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit of the Morning. Well, we've been blessed for the past several weeks to be joined by Dr. Kevin Vost. He's an author, he's a speaker, and he's written several books. His latest is The Seven Gifts of the Holy Spirit, Every Spiritual Warrior's Guide to God's Invincible Gifts. And Kevin has been walking us through the gifts one by one, and he is with us once again. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's been my pleasure to rise and shine to be with you today.
Oh, man, I like this. I like this, Dave. We have a guest who is happy to be with us.
Exactly. He doesn't mind getting up at dark 30.
Kevin, this series has been great. I've been really enjoying it, and we're getting toward the end of it. But if you could, today we're going to talk about the gift of understanding. Could you briefly just talk about all of the gifts that we have discussed and give us a little recap to refresh our memory?
Sure. Now, these gifts are listed in the Catechism, paragraph 1831. Mm-hmm. They're also found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, 1 through 3. And we're giving them in the order, the reverse of the order that they're laid down in Isaiah, because they're being given from heaven, given down to earth, and we're going in the opposite direction. We started with the fear of the Lord, then moved into piety. We looked at knowledge and fortitude, counsel. Did I miss any?
You're the memory guy.
Well, it is early in the morning.
That's right.
Have some more coffee, Gare. Come on.
No. That's right. Yeah, we've gone through fear of the Lord, piety, knowledge, fortitude, counsel. Yeah, and today we're on understanding.
Yes. Yes,
so all these gifts, you know, they're all amazing. They all perfect different aspects of what it is to be a human being, different ways that we think about God and act out in our lives. So today we're coming up to one of the highest, which is that gift of understanding.
Yes, and Kevin, I do. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus, but you did write a book on memorizing the faith, which, by the way, is a fantastic book. We got to get you on to talk about that. That's why I figured you would have these down. So.
Yeah, I normally do. Again, it's early.
No,
I've only had one cup of coffee.
That's right. I'm just kidding with you. But understanding, and this is great that we're doing this one by one, because I've always found these gifts to be somewhat confusing. It's a little vague for me. But you're really bringing a lot of light to this subject, these different gifts. Let's talk about the gift of understanding now. What is it?
Sure. And this can be partially confusing because there are at least three gifts that directly perfect our intellect, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom.
Yes.
Now, so one thing, but we can gain a deeper understanding by having a better understanding of each one of these, how they are similar and how they are different. Just to start here, let me give you a quote from St. Thomas Aquinas. Mm-hmm. He said that understanding denotes a certain excellence of a knowledge that penetrates into the heart of things. Mm. So it's like a very deep form of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Thomas says that understanding is one of the things that most clearly defines what it is to be a human being, what separates us from all the other species on earth, and what reflects the way that we're made in the image and likeness of God. So just as a brief beginning here, he says understanding is virtually the same thing as intelligence, a human intelligence. And that word itself, intelligence, comes from Latin words intus, which means inside, and legere, which means to read. So it's like an ability to read and see what's deep inside of things, to go beyond just what our senses bring us, like, you know, other animals have senses, mm-hmm. vision and hearing and so forth, but to penetrate things with our intellects, to grab the essence of things, to see what they really are. And because of that great gift that God gave man alone, we're the only beings that can speak to each other, that can write books, that can build things and do things, because he gave us this great gift to understand what things are really deep down.
And in your book, you said something that I found very interesting. You said that while we're here on earth, we can never completely understand the mysteries of God, but the gift of understanding can help us better grasp even this limitation. It can make us more aware of God's unfathomable awesomeness. Mm. So in other words, the gift of understanding, now tell me if I'm correct on this, the gift of understanding can help me understand just how little I understand about the Lord. Does that make any sense?
It sure does. It shows the limits of our understanding, and you're better off knowing the limits than thinking you already know it all. Mm. In one real brief verse here that St. Bonaventure gives us from the book of Daniel, talking about God, he said, he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Mm-hmm. He reveals deep and mysterious things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. So God's gift of understanding is like a special light. In one simple example I give, imagine you're in a room and it's pitch dark and there's a bottomless pit in that room with you, and you don't know it. But someone gives you a flashlight, you look around and you're like, wow, what is this? You can see that it's there, mm-hmm. but you shine your light in. You can't see to the bottom, see exactly what it is, mm-hmm. but at least now you know that it's there. So that's one way of thinking that the gift of understanding makes us realize that God is with us, even in the darkness, and yet on earth we can never fully penetrate and grasp just how awesome he is.
Wow, and I think one of the problems also that we sometimes run into with the gifts of the Holy Spirit is there's an implication that we think possibly we don't have to do anything. These gifts are automatic. But you make the point in your book that we must make an effort to apply our natural powers of understanding to grow in the comprehension of the faith, including the sacraments, not only by receiving them, but through spiritual reading and contemplation. So in other words, understanding is certainly a gift, but the Lord expects me to do something so that gift will grow, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, St. Thomas says that, you know, grace perfects nature. So it's our job to give our natural thinking abilities, you know, so give that gift of grace something to work on by thinking about it. There's a contrary vice called habitude of the senses. It's kind of an unusual word, but it comes from a word that means, Latin word that means dullness. So when we are just so focused on things of the world, you're just so focused on what comes in only through our senses, that can distract us from the higher things of God.
And one of the dangers that we can sometimes run into is that, and Kevin, this is honestly something that I have run into in the past. I'm not the brightest guy in the world, but you know, as you have your conversion experience, which I had several years ago, and I started learning more about the faith. I had a desire to learn more. And then you sometimes get to a point where you think, well, you know what? I know it all. There's nothing else to know. But then when we do that, when we start to get a little proud about how much we know, we're not open to the Holy Spirit working in our lives.
That's exactly right. St. Bonaventure said, nothing darkens the understanding about matters that pertain to God as much does presumption. Mm-hmm. And that presumption would be just that sense, well, like you're saying, that we all make it at times, now I've got it.
You know?
And maybe we really do have something of value, but we never have it all. There's just so much.
And we can always, thing to remember is to just stay hungry, to keep wanting to understand more. We're never going to get it all throughout our lives.
That's exactly, and I love that term, stay hungry. I'm a weightlifter.
I know.
That's an old weightlifting term. Stay hungry, always want to improve, you know. And yes, and we need exactly that in our spiritual life.
I was going to say, my wife always reminds me and humbles me when sometimes I think I know it all. So I get leveled every once in a while, you know.
Yeah, and I'll take care of that, too. I'll help you out, too, Dave.
No, okay, Gare.
Kevin, anyway. We have less than a minute left, and I tell you, this has been. I just love this series that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're going to tackle the big one, the gift of wisdom.
Ooh.
Yes, that's right. Wisdom is the last step on the ladder to heaven in terms of these gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we'll see how wisdom is kind of the capstone and how it's the highest of these gifts, and in a way, how it helps us perfect all of these other gifts as well. So it's really a magnificent gift that we'll be talking about when we conclude next week.
Wow, that's great. I can't wait. And remind us where we can follow you online.
Sure, my own website's drvost.com, just drvost.com.
Dr. Kevin Vost, thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you on Monday morning.
My pleasure, guys. Looking forward to next week.
All right, God bless you. Dr. Kevin Vost, you can find him online at drvost.com. That was a great explanation of the gift of understanding. I'm really enjoying this series. And remember, next week we tackle the big one, the gift of wisdom. Don't miss it. Now, right now, it is 7:28 on Spirit of the Morning. I'm going to take a break, grab some more coffee. When we come back, Matthew Leonard will remind us that prayer works.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Conservatives are praising the Trump administration's rollback last night of public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. They say the move corrects a legal overreach by the Obama administration that is best left for states to decide. Transgender rights advocates, meanwhile, are vowing to overcome a major setback. The so-called Dear Colleague letter from the Departments of Education and Justice under Obama had been under a temporary injunction and was not being enforced. Mexico's mounting unease and resentment over President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown are looming over a gathering of U.S. and Mexican leaders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly will meet today with top Mexican officials, including President Enrique Peña Nieto. And Pope Francis is demanding concrete action to get food aid to famine victims in South Sudan, saying words are not enough to prevent millions from starving to death. The Holy Father's appeal yesterday came a day after South Sudan's president promised unimpeded access for all aid organizations to reach the hungry. South Sudan has repeatedly promised such access, but with little effect. Pope Francis said, quote, "At this time, it's more necessary than ever for everyone to not just stop with words, but to take concrete action so that food aid can reach suffering populations," end quote. The United Nations needs $4.4 billion by the end of March to prevent catastrophic hunger and famine in South Sudan, Nigeria, Somalia, and Yemen. And yet just $90 million has been collected so far. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Three recovering alcoholics happened upon a country inn that advertised homemade pumpkin pie. They engaged their waitress in conversation and mentioned their struggles to her. When it was time for dessert, she informed them that the kitchen had just run out of pie. Seeing their disappointment, she reappeared a few minutes later with three pieces. She had told the cooks about the men, so they gave away the slices they had put aside for themselves. The waitress told the three strangers, "I'm an AA too, and it's pretty tough right now. All day I've been praying for strength. Then, out of nowhere, you guys appear, and I hear you talking. Just when I was feeling lost, you guys found me." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Halfway through this valley, and my eyes just can't see a quick way out. And it might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm in way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my trouble bring me down. I've got joy. Just cast my cares, won't sink into despair. I won't find answers there, only doubt. Every single circumstance I can face in greater hands. God, I know you'll never let me down. I've got your doubt in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I strength, be my
my truth, gonna light the way, see me through, gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel, gonna be my strength, be my truth, gonna light the way, see me through, gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel, I've got joy.
And that was Joy by Johnny Diaz. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks for hanging out with us. Let me do a quick look at the weather right now. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 34 degrees. Today we're going to have increasing clouds with a high near 57. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Tuesday, a chance of rain after 9 a.m., then partly sunny with a high near 64 degrees. All right, we're going to talk about prayer now, which is one of my favorite topics. Matthew Leonard is an internationally known speaker. He's an author, and he's the vice president of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology, which is founded by Dr. Scott Hahn. He also hosts a popular podcast on iTunes titled The Art of Catholic. And he's the executive producer and host of the best-selling Journey Through Scripture video series. He has written two books, Louder Than Words, The Art of Living as a Catholic, and the one we're going to be talking about today, Prayer Works, Getting a Grip on Catholic Spirituality. Matt Leonard, welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Gary, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm really excited about this. We love to talk about prayer here on Spirit in the Morning. And on a personal level, I love your book, Prayer Works.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your background. You are a convert to the Catholic faith. And I want to ask you, Matt, what's your difference? What's the difference in your prayer life now that you're Catholic and when you were not Catholic? Is there a difference?
That's a really interesting question. Yes, there is a difference, but it's a little nuanced. I prayed a ton as a Protestant. I mean, obviously, our separated brethren pray all the time as well. I think that the big difference from how I pray now is that I realize my prayer life is ordered to something that I didn't realize as a Protestant. Mm-hmm. And to sum that up in one word, I would say it's divinity. I pray now to conform myself to the likeness of Jesus Christ because His is the family that I was made for. Mm-hmm. And so the end goal of prayer is to participate in the divine nature of God. And it changes your entire outlook and paradigm for how it is you enter into a conversation with God when you realize that that's your end goal.
And let's talk about that a little, because I think that is a confusing topic because, and I know I've struggled with this in the past, sometimes we think that the only reason to pray is because we need things. While that's true, we certainly need everything from the Lord, it's not the only reason we should pray.
No, not at all. You know, we kind of tend to throw this phrase around that we're made in the image and likeness of God.
Right.
And there's a sense, obviously, in which that's true. But really, in a technical sense, Adam and Eve were made in the image and likeness of God. And when they sinned in the garden, they lost their likeness to God. Well, the whole Catholic life is about getting that likeness back. Mm-hmm. And the Catechism talks about how prayer is one of the main ways that restores us to the likeness of God. So this is a huge reason we pray. It's not just for needing things. In fact, the reason why prayer is so important, Gary, is that it actually changes our desires to make them more like God. Mm. People are like, how come I don't get what I pray for?
Yes.
there's a really easy way to get what you want every time in prayer. And that is when you start to realize that the closer you get to God and He changes your heart, then the things that you pray for are going to be the things that God wants for you anyway, and you're going to get the right answer to prayer every time, what it is you want, because your desires have become God's desires.
I love that. And in the first chapter of your book, and really, prayer is something that I feel called in my own life to really deepen my prayer life, because I just feel that the Lord's telling me, he's been placing it on my heart, that I need to perfect this. This is something I need to work on. So I certainly have an interest in it, and it's a very big part of this show. But in the first chapter, the very first paragraph of your book, you drop a bombshell. You say this: you simply cannot have a relationship with God if you're not willing to learn about and engage in prayer. Wow. That's powerful.
It's a wake-up call. Because,
it is.
You know, even the catechism says it's not enough to have the will to pray. You have to learn how to do it. It's just like anything
yes.
else in life. You know, hey, I want to be a professional baseball player. Well, I never really learned how to, nor was I gifted with the talent to do that.
Right.
But this is, in fact, I would take it even further. You turn it up a notch. If you don't learn how to do it, there's a very good chance you're not going to make it to heaven.
Yep.
Because how do we expect, if the end goal is to enter into the divine life of God, and we all know that that's it, that's what it's all about. I want to get to heaven. I want to take as many people as I can with me. Well, how in the world am I supposed to do that if I don't even know how to talk to the person who I'm supposed to spend eternity with? So we better learn how to do it. And there is an art to the life of prayer that I think passes so many of us by. But the beautiful thing about being a Catholic is we don't have to figure out how to do it. There's a 2,000-year tradition that shows us the entire trajectory and how it is that we're supposed to enter into deep communion with God through prayer.
And I love your honesty, and I really appreciate what you're saying. And that's not the first time I heard that. Father Larry Richards, who we've had on the show and is very familiar to our listeners, he's very clear. He says, if you don't pray every day, you're going to hell. I mean, you know, Father Larry,
he doesn't know words.
He doesn't pull any punches. But it really is true. If we're never going to make it to heaven if we don't have an intimate, in a certain sense of intimacy with the Lord, and we do that through prayer. Matt, there's something else you address in your book that I really enjoyed. Sometimes we fall into this trap of putting prayer on the to-do list. Okay, I've got to do my prayer today. I got 10 minutes of prayer. Check, right? That's
right.
A real danger.
It is. Especially, you know, I'm wired that way. I'm
yep.
an A to B kind of guy, and so I'm task-oriented. And I fall into a habit of doing that. I would say this is a little bit of consolation to people who fall into this habit. At least you're putting it on the list and you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think far more people just leave it off the list because everything gets too busy. So the first
right.
thing you got to do is say, yes, I'm going to make my list. And then you do it. And in the beginning, you know what, Gary, a lot of times it is an act of the will,
right.
and you just have to kind of force yourself through that. And there are going to be different seasons of that in your prayer life as you mature in the spiritual life.
Right.
But what you'll start to notice is the more you do it, the more you want to do it.
Yes.
And the reason for that is we were made to pray. We were made to be in communion with God. So even if you find yourself treating it as a taskless thing, keep doing it, and your mentality and your heart will change over time, and you'll really find that you enjoy it because you love the Lord more and more.
And I think that's an excellent point. Sometimes that's a great beginning to say, yes, I realize I need to pray every day. I'm going to pray for 10 minutes a day. And at the beginning, it is a to-do list item, but that's okay. That gets us started. Matt, do you think one of the problems that we face with prayer is that we can't always see the results or the fruits of our prayer? You know, it's kind of vague, and I'm a sensory type person. I like to see and feel things. I've always struggled with that. Do you think some people have a problem with, I don't really get prayer, it doesn't really work, I don't see the point?
Yeah, absolutely, because we are made to relate through our senses,
mm-hmm.
and we all know there are things that we have prayed about that we think maybe we didn't get an answer back from
yeah.
God. And there are three possible answers on prayer. It's yes, no, and wait. You know?
Yep.
And if we don't see the results of our prayer, we tend to not trust God as much. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's the key. To really trust in a life of prayer, you have to trust that God is who he says he is, that he is our Father, and that he loves us more than anyone else possibly can. And when we get into situations where I have a friend who I found out recently has very serious life-threatening cancer,
mm.
and I'm praying for her
mm-hmm.
ardently. And I may not get the answer I want, or maybe God says, wait.
Right.
And the key to figuring out, or to at least trusting the Lord, is to remember always that no matter what the answer to prayer is, or the answer we don't get, is that God always has our eternal interest at heart.
Mm.
Whatever it is that he deems worthy for us to endure, or someone else, or whatever it is, it's always because he has that person's eternal salvation in mind. And I think all too often, Gary, we get caught up in thinking, oh, well, God didn't answer this prayer, which would have made my life a whole lot easier here. Well, this life isn't all there is. And we got to trust that our Father is exactly that. He's a Father.
And if we remember, if we meditate, if we think about his love for us, if we realize how much he loves us, then it all starts to fall into place. And we realize, well, you know what? If God really loves me, he's not going to allow things just to happen that are going to make me suffer for no reason. If we have to suffer, somehow it can benefit us and help us to get to heaven.
Amen to that. And here we are 2 days from starting Lent, and it's the perfect time for us to remember that Jesus didn't just come to put a Band-Aid on the little things that we suffer. He came to deal with the actual problem of suffering. And so everything we experience becomes something that can be offered back up to God.
That's right. Now, I'm glad you brought up Lent. We have about 30 seconds left. Lent is right around the corner. Any ideas how you're going to make the most of it?
I got a great idea for you.
I bet you do.
Check out BibleInTheSacraments.com. I encourage your listeners to head on over there. And the reason why, the St. Paul Center is debuting a brand new series called The Bible and the Sacraments.
Yes.
It's an 11-part series. It's beautifully filmed, professionally filmed. It's going to last all through Lent, and it is free.
Whoa.
And you can register for it again at BibleAndTheSacraments.com. It's a great way to draw closer to our Lord in Lent.
That's excellent. And your website is MatthewSLeonard.com, correct?
That is correct. The S stands for Solomon, Gary.
All right. You're the man. I can't believe we're out of time. We only got about 3 pages into the book, Matt. You've got to come back.
I would love it.
You're the man. Prayer Works, Getting a Grip on Catholic Spirituality. Matt Leonard, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, too.
All right. When we come back, we're going to look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Have to give. Stay where it's
And that was Be One by Natalie Grant. Great message in that song. So many times, and here, this is really important. That's why I like the message of that song. So many times, we are so focused on our own problems, right? I mean, it tends to happen. We get a little self-centered, and we wait for a miracle to happen in our lives. But what we forget is we can be the instrument of God to perform a miracle in somebody else's life. So what I would say, and that's a great message here, what I would say is while you're waiting for the miracles or the answers to the prayers to happen in your life, look around you and see if you can be a miracle for somebody else. God uses us, and that's also a great way to forget about your own problems, to focus on other people. It's a great thing. Let's take a look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. This comes from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 13. You're going to hear this in a few days. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting in punishment. This is what you'll hear is the first reading from the first reading from the Ash Wednesday Mass. Great reminder that God's mercy is unlimited. He's merciful. And you know, so many times we think that our problems are unanswerable, that we have impossible situations, we're suffering. Remember, as Matt Leonard just pointed out, how much God loves you. And anything that happens to you, and this is hard for us to see sometimes, anything that happens is an expression of that love. It might be difficult to see that and to appreciate it, but as you grow closer to him, as you grow closer to him and get to know him more, you begin to realize, wait a minute, he loves me. This is happening in my life. It's not pleasant, but there's a reason. There's a reason for this. I can offer up my suffering, and also somehow this can help me. So God's mercy is unlimited. Focus on that today. That's your Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and that comes from my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. You can find that verse and information about how to order the book on spiritinthemorning.com. I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. It's 7:52 right now. Dave Parker.
Yes, sir.
It's time for sports. Do we have any sports music? You want to hum something for me?
It's not queued up. Go ahead.
I love it when I catch you by surprise. There you go. Very good.
Right.
Very good. Well, over the weekend, the Flyers lost at a blustery Heinz Field on Saturday night. It was an outdoor game. I always love when they play these outdoor games. They lost 4-2. And then next up for the Flyers, they host Colorado on Tuesday. The Sixers on Saturday lost 110-109. There's a pattern here developing, Mr.
Boy.
Parker.
Yes, I can tell.
They, wow. 110-109, they lost to the New York Knicks. Next up for the Sixers, they host Golden State on Monday. Some good news from Villanova. Villanova clinched its fourth straight Big East regular season title with a 79-63 victory over number 23 Creighton on Saturday.
Way to go, Villanova.
So that's some good news,
absolutely.
Right? Now back to the – and they close out their regular season at Georgetown on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
LaSalle – yesterday, lost 84-71 against UMass.
Oh, boy.
And the Phillies.
Who?
Well, yeah, the Phillies won their last two Grapefruit League season games.
Awesome.
They play Clearwater today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they play Clearwater. They're in Clearwater. They play Tampa Bay today. And that's going to be happening today later.
Just bring that into the regular season, guys, you know?
Right. Now, let's talk about the Philadelphia Phillies walk of the Wall of Fame balloting. Pete Rose, as we mentioned a few weeks ago on Spirit of the Morning, Pete Rose is on the ballot for the Philadelphia Phillies Wall of Fame. He's one of 10 former players on the ballot, along with Steve Bedrock Bedrosian, Larry Christensen, Jim Fregosi, Gene Garber, Placido Polanco, Ron Reed, Scott Rolen, my wife Eileen's favorite player of all time, Manny Trio, and Rick Wise.
Wow.
Boy, I'll tell you, that is a pantheon
of mega players.
That's a walk down memory lane for somebody like me who is a Phillies fan. Voting began on February 23rd and will end on March the 15th.
Wow.
So that's a little look at the Philadelphia area sports.
Well done. Gary Zimak.
Now,
sports.
Dave Parker, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, Gary.
So,
how about Eagles camp? When does that start, Gary? Do we know?
No, I did not. About I do not know that. Probably. Listen, stick to the script.
Yeah.
It's not on the script. Don't put me on the spot.
It's called extemporaneous.
That's right. We don't do extemporaneous here. I don't even know what it means. I do want to point out. I'm tired. It's hard to do an hour of live radio.
Who said it's live?
Is that what we do
here?
Are you
alive?
Quick reminder that if we think an hour of radio is hard, on Saturday we are doing 4 hours of live radio. Dave Parker's going to do 3 of them. I'm going to do 1 of them.
Okay. Frank is going to be in there too, all right?
Live from St. Joseph's University, Man Up Philly, the Catholic Men's Conference.
Oh,
I'm excited to be down there.
I am so excited. It's a phenomenal experience, men out there who have gone, go back again if you can. And if you have not gone, try and get there. Call your parish, because usually the men go in teams, so to speak, or they get together and they go down and they assemble and sit together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be Saturday, March the 4th, St. Joseph's University, Man Up Philly. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be joined by Dr. Edward Sree, who's written a new book about Who Am I to Judge? It's a really popular topic. Am I being judgmental if I'm telling somebody that they're doing something wrong? And furthermore, how do I do that if I'm really concerned about somebody in my life who is really headed down the wrong path? How can I tell them, you know, I don't think you're doing the right thing? Dr. Sree will join us. We'll also be joined by radio personality Kevin Matthews. This is an amazing story. He was a very popular DJ in the Midwest. He had a great career. He was stricken with multiple sclerosis while on the air, and it changed his life. He wrote a book about this for Dynamic Catholic, and we're going to have him on the program tomorrow. Wednesday on the program, author Heidi Hess Saxton will be with us. Also, Diane Hodek will be with us. She's another author. On Thursday, she's going to be talking about her new Lenten reflection book. On Friday, Lisa Duffy will be joining us again. She's been on the show before, along with Dan Burke. So we've got a great week ahead of us on Spirit in the Morning. Let's conclude today with our closing prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
God, our Creator, you gave us the earth to cultivate and the sun to serve our needs. Help us to spend this day for your glory and our neighbor's good. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget that at 11 a.m. today and 11 p.m. tonight, yours truly is going to be on with Johnette Bankovic on EWTN-TV on Women of Grace. So I'm going to go catch that. It's going to be a big event at the Zimak household.
I'll pop some popcorn.
At 11 in the morning?
Yes.
All right. That's good. So don't forget to
I'll prowl you to lunch.
Excellent. Don't forget to check that out. I'm going to be excited to watch that with my family today. Mm-hmm. And it's always a pleasure to be on the air with Dave Parker. Dave, thanks for joining
me. Thank you, Gare. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on with you, Gare.
Great way to start the day.
Yes. Remember, and the week.
That's right. Remember to check us out online at spiritinthemorning.com. If you have any comments about the show, any requests, you can always email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. And think about what Matt Leonard talked about today with prayer. If you're not in the habit of praying, just start. Start with 10 minutes a day. Ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to say? What can I say? And just talk to him. Just talk to him. Maybe pray some formal prayers, an Our Father, Hail Mary, whatever you want. But just make it a point to talk to him every day.
And if you can, be Jesus to someone.
Somebody needs
to
experience Jesus today.
Exactly.
That's right. Great point, Dave. He wants us to do his work. And you know what I always tell you? Wherever you go, whatever you do today, the Lord is with you. Turn around and say hi. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.